because you have experienced the power of God forever and ever. Your head shall be lifted up in the name of Jesus. Your head shall be lifted up in the name of Jesus. Because you have encountered God like never before in that 21-day program. That encounter has transformed our lives. Probably that manifestation has not come to you, but I am 100% sure the manifestation of that encounter, some of us have started experiencing it. You will continue to experience it in the name of Jesus. I decree favor of mercy of God into your lives. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. You will prosper. You will prosper. Miracles beyond your expectation shall be your portion. I cover you, your family, your destiny with the precious blood of Jesus. And as from today, you will remain the head. You will never become the tail. In the name of Jesus, as you hear the word of God this morning, you shall be empowered for greatness in the name of Jesus. I decree the word of God you hear today will justify you and will never condemn you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree one more time, the word of God that is coming for this morning will transform your lives, will transform your destiny in the mighty name of Jesus. And every little foxes that are hindering your miracles, as you hear the word of God this morning, they will die in the name of Jesus. They will die in the name of Jesus. We have encountered God during that 21 days program. By now we should be new man and new women. And I pray that grace to become a new man, to become a new woman, in order that the glory of God, in order that the power of God will manifest in our lives, the Lord will bestow upon you in the name of Jesus. And finally, brethren, I release into your life the honor that comes from the throne of mercy. That honor will overwhelm you in the name of Jesus. The honor of God will overwhelm you in the name of Jesus. Today is your day of blessings. You will not go back empty. Father, we thank you. We bless you for another glorious day. A day you have made. It's by your power that we are at your feet at this hour. As we go into your word, we pray, O Lord, speak to us. Let your word benefit us this morning. And at the end of the service, only your name shall be glorified. While the blessings, the miracle signs and wonders of this service will never elude any one of us. Thank you, Jehovah. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Before you sit down, you will shout three powerful hallelujahs to appreciate God. Then when you do that, before you sit, you turn to your right, to your left, and congratulate your brethren. Why? Mightier, greater things are coming your way. You will manifest that mightier and mighty things in the name of Jesus. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Congratulations. God bless you. We will manifest his glory. Please, let's sit down. Have your seat. Let's open our Bibles to the book, to the Songs of Solomon. Songs of Solomon chapter 2. From verse 1 to from verses 13 and 15. Songs of Solomon. Chapter 2. Verses 13 to 15. The fig tree puts forth a green figs, and the vines with the tender grape give a good smell. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. 14. O my dove that are in the cliffs of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs, let me see your countenance. Let me hear your voice, for sweet is your voice, and your countenance is comely. 15, the last verse. Take us, the horses, the little foxes that spoil the vine, for our vines have tender grapes. I pray this morning, anything that will tamper with the glory of God, anything that will tamper with the mercy of God, anything that will alter the power of God you are enjoying now in your life, the Almighty God will uproot today in the name of Jesus. Brethren, we have just gone through a spiritual cleansing for a wonderful 21 days. The Lord met us, manifested himself in us. We saw the power of God in action. At least from the testimony we had, we saw God working instantly. Parabeta, you have not experienced any sign of miracle. Relax. Yours will come sooner than you expect. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now we are on a platform of blessings. Platform of presence of God. We are on the platform of the mighty hand of God. 21 solid days. Except if you do not join in the fasting, except you do not join in the prayers, except you are not here early in the morning for 3 to 5 in the morning, except you did not sleep on the floor in this auditorium, except that is when you will not realize that we are on a different platform after that program. The platform of signs and wonders, the platforms of miracles, the platforms of upliftment, the platform of whatever you touch that will prosper, the platform of where enemy raises their ugly head against you, they will die. The platform where anybody says, who is your God? And God himself will attend to that situation. My prayer is, the blessings of this season, you will not miss it in the name of Jesus. There are things we allow in our lives, brethren, that have the ability to stop the blessings of God. These are things we call miracle thieves. They hinder the blessings of God in one's life. They have the ability to dethrone whoever God has enthroned. You have been crowned. You have been enthroned. There are things that go alter what God has done. And this is why the theme of our message this morning is little foxes that spoil the vine. Little foxes that spoil the vine. The surprising thing about this foxes is that they call
Why?
And you will not notice them. When they come, you will not notice it. They are so little that we disregard them so much. They are the little sins that carry more judgment than the one we see on daily basis. And the problem is, we ourselves don't know that we are, those things are in our lives. They can hinder the power of God. It is not the issue of the old man in the village. You may not be a fornicator. You may not be a murderer. You may not be committing adultery. And you may think, oh, you are very poor, pure. But there are some small, small things that we still do that breaks the heart of the Almighty God. Even they may look very small. Why is God coming up with this message this morning? You're waiting. Your sleepless nights. Your prayers. Your cry. Your worship. In that 21 days, will never be in vain in the mighty name of Jesus. These very tiny small things that we commit on daily basis, which people do not see, could even be more deadly. I can't imagine somebody after the 14 days fasting and prayer, the last 7 days, you decided to box a marathon and you expect the same life to remain the same. That will never be our portion upon this mountain in the mighty name of Jesus. No matter how small a sin is, brethren, it has the ability to cause disruption. So no sin should be ignored as a little one. I pray that the Almighty God will open our eyes this morning to the little sins in our lives in the name of Jesus. I decree that you shall find courage and humility to acknowledge this small, small sins and learn from them, in order that the manifestation of God's power will not be hindered in your life. Brethren, God expects us to bear fruits in every aspect of our lives. No wonder he said in John 15:5, John 15:5, the scripture says, the Lord says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abided in me and I in him, the same bring forth much fruit. Bring forth much fruit. Brethren, God wants us to bear fruit of righteousness in your finances, in your marriage, in every business you do. He wants us to bring forth fruits. But with the presence of these little foxes, that same fruit that God expected us to bring forth, may be polluted. I stand upon the rock of ages this morning and I decree, every fruit that you will bear, they shall never be polluted in the name of Jesus. The foxes we are talking about this morning are vest destroyers. You can't be entertaining these little foxes in your life and you want to enjoy the fullness of God's harvest. You have labored. You have toiled. The next level is to harvest. The next level is for you to experience the manifestation of His power. Then if little little foxes will hinder that manifestation, will hinder that harvest. What is the essence of laboring? What is the essence of toiling? Every of your labor in the sanctuary of the Almighty God, every of your labor at the prayer altar of the Almighty God will never be in vain in the mighty name of Jesus. We cannot entertain those things and expect the glory of God to manifest. They limit the harvest of brethren. They destroy the fruits. The Bible promises us in the book of Malachi that when we obey the principles of tithing and offering, it will cause our vine to produce in a season. Malachi 3:11. I am not talking about tithe this
morning.
I'm not talking about offering, but it has to come in for you to know. Malachi 3:11 says, and I will rebuke the
vowler
for your sake, and it shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your veil cast her fruits before the time in the field, said the Lord. Brethren, it means there are devourers that are seeking to destroy the fruits of our grounds, the labor of our hands. After 21 days, you think they will cross their hands, cross their legs, and be expecting the manifestation of God? They knew we are operating on a new level, a level they cannot touch. But the best way to come in is to come in through sins. I pray, in whatever way the enemy will want to tamper with the glory of God in your life, the fire of your spirit will condemn them in the name of Jesus. And I want to decree one thing this morning, that everything, anything in your life that is seeking the destruction of your harvest, the destruction of your fruits, I decree the Lord will put them out today in the name of Jesus. Like I said, these foxes are part of the devourers. They are the little sins we overlook most of the time. Once they are present in our life, no matter how much the blessings of God you have, you will not be able to enjoy the fullness of that blessing. There are blessings and there are blessings. But when these things are in our lives, the sun shines, whether you are an herbalist, whether you are a pagan, you partake of it. When the moon shines in the night, no matter your religion, for all we are saying this morning, for you to enjoy the fullness of the blessings of the Almighty God, you must ensure these small, small things are destroyed. I pray the Lord will destroy these ones in your life in the name of Jesus. And as from today, the grace to repent of all these small, small forces that wants to destroy your blessings, that want to destroy our harvest, that grace the Lord will give unto you in the name of Jesus. The blood of the Lamb is there to cleanse us from every sin in our lives that will cause any fruits to be wasted. Your lives will never be a waste in the name of Jesus. Foxes, waste, spoil destinies. What kind of of an animal is a fox. A very smart and clever, please note this things. Very smart and clever animal. You will hardly notice he is there. Until it destroys everything in that garden. Very crafty. And can deceive one. I want to bring to our understanding, brethren. Some little foxes in our lives that can destroy God's plan and purpose for our lives. As God help us, we'll keep talking about this in order that the blessings that God has ascribe for you, ascribe for your destiny, to ensure that nothing hinders it. And I pray the grace to overcome all these forces that Lord will give unto you in the name of Jesus. The one we will quickly look at this morning of those things is pride. Pride. What is pride, brethren? What is pride? This is something that is easily seen in other people, but not in ourselves. Something you can easily see in the life of my brother, but in my own life it is not easily seen by myself. A proud person will never admit he is proud. Pride is basically turning yourself to an idol. Worship. And also it is an act of feeling that you I am better than this brother. It is pride. Probably because of the level. Or probably because I am the sonar pastor. And I look at down on him. It's yet to be ordained as a deacon. A touch like that is pride. As far as God is concerned. Don't feel better than any other person. It is God that created A, B, C to Z. Pride kills. You may be privileged. The privilege we are enjoying. Who says he doesn't have a privilege? If I think I am privileged to be at this level, how am I sure he doesn't have a privilege at the particular level in his life that is not higher than me? Pride kills. And according to the word of God, we understand that God hates pride. Brethren, it was pride. The pride in Lucifer. And one third of the angels in heaven that caused their downfall. You can never be proud and not fall. You can never be proud and not fall. In fact, brethren, your pride reveals that your success will not last. Proverbs 16:18 says, pride goes before disruption. And a hasty spirit before a fall. Why am I talking about this morning? I don't want your 21 days to be a waste. I don't want every step you take from this moment to be a waste. You may be wondering, I'm not a pride. I don't exhibit pride in my life. But when you look down on somebody, it's an act of pride. A creation of the Almighty God. Satan was so a great angel until pride. Until pride enters his heart. Isaiah 14:12. How are you falling from heaven? Oh Lucifer. The son of the morning. How are you cut down to the ground? Which weaken the heart. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also on the mount of the congregation in the side of the north. I will ascend above heights of the clouds. And I will be like the Most High. Yet you shall be brought down to hell, to the side of the pit. Brother, I want us to know this morning that there is nothing anyone has ever achieved in life that nobody else can't achieve. I remember 1979. MPN, Abi. MPN. 79, am I right? God. MPN. How many political parties? Man, one by UPN. What's your call? I want your man. By the time MKO Abiola.
In Batia, Pastor Abiola.
Will donate to MPN.
Ti o fi owo le fun MPN
for campaigning.
Lati polongo Igbo.
He donated 1 million naira.
1 million lo fi le ni Nigeria.
And the whole nation.
Te pe gbogbo orile ede.
Was wondering. 1 million naira.
1 million naira.
Naira ni ki se dollar. He donated 1 million naira.
1 million naira.
It was like we never had. I'm not sure if the budget of the whole nation was up to $1 million. And an individual came up and donated $1 million. Today, what is $1 million? What is $1 million? So there is nothing anybody will achieve in life that somebody else cannot achieve. And there is nothing, brethren, you have accomplished today which cannot be taken away if you allow pride to take over your lives. We can cite examples. PDP chairman, 2 years ago, he was governor for 8 solid years in Bauchi. 8 solid years. 2 years ago, before he became the PDP chairman,
PDP,
I was holding a payment in his favor. The payment was less than 2 million naira.
2 million naira. Okay,
you will be shocked how this man was running after me.
He
said, "But Motelo is not no. I am not owing him. It is his legitimate payment. If you see how he was running after me, over 2 million naira. This was somebody that was a governor for 8 solid years. If you allow pride in your life, no matter how big the blessings of the Almighty God, if pride comes in, I am not saying Mwazu have pride in his life. I am only saying when you are blessed, and you do not take the necessary step to ensure the blessing is not destroyed, that guy has, at the time he left the government house, he should be talking in billions. But about 2 years ago, honestly, I knew what I'm talking. He was running after me over 2 million naira, less than 2 million naira
before me.
So whatever achievement you have in life, you need to guide it jealously. We have achieved a lot in the last 21 days. Our destiny is moving higher and higher and higher, in order that the achievement we had in that 21 days, in order that it doesn't become something else, let's guide against pride. My prayer this morning, whatever we want to tamper with the glory of God in your life, whether by yourself, doing yourself, the Almighty God will put this money in the name of Jesus. Quickly, in the next 5 minutes, let me tell us 12 signs of a pride person. Just 12, quickly. A proud person always tries to ridicule people in the eyes of others, so as to make them lose their self-respect. Ridicule other people in the presence of others. A proud person always disregards, disrespects people, whether old, young, junior, whether modern. It doesn't matter your age. If you disregard fellow human beings, if you don't respect fellow human beings, you have pride in your life. A proud person always feel so insecure, and they are always threatened by success of others. A proud person, brethren, always want to suppress others. Will not want you to talk. When somebody is talking, you will shut him or her down. A proud person will never listen attentively. We only want his own view to be heard. But as the Almighty God said himself, come, let us reason together. That was in the heavens. And a proud person, we always try to take the glory for everything. A proud person never appreciates the contribution of others. A proud person never gives credit to others. This morning I was coming to the church, and something happened on the last day of the program. The musical instrument just went off. Pam. I was standing here that day. I was boiling. I thought when I come from a workers meeting, I was going to rake on that. But rather than raking, I stood here with a plan to condemn. But somehow, I began appreciating everybody, even the technical, that had intention. That wasn't me. That is the Holy Spirit. Not me. And after the workers meeting, I went up. What happened? Tell me. They now narrated to me what happened. I had to do this to them. If I had raked, how do I reverse my rake? I pray. Whatever you do that will make your to be angry with you, You will never do it in the mighty name of Jesus.
For Jesus,
a proud person never has to admit wrong. Neither do they take corrections. Husband and wife, you are the head of the home. That doesn't mean you cannot do it, you cannot be wrong. It doesn't matter. During the Sunday school about 2 Sundays ago, after painting the situation in their homes,
Life is also selling.
How loving the two of them are.
Tell me, you get a fair.
I noticed, I picked something from her comments.
Oh, your
when there is a little disagreement,
see,
she didn't say whether I'm 40 or not. The next thing she will do is go on her knees. I'm sorry, daddy. That doesn't mean you are a fool. But even if you are on the right side and you want to prove your rightness at that particular time, when the other one is boiling, that rightness can never stand. She went on her knees. I'm sorry, dear. The man relaxed. Give him food.
After him,
they
will
not say, daddy, that issue,
pointed to him.
When you know the temple is
sound.
But if you want to prove that you are on the right side, it is an act of pride. And it could lead to destruction. People that stab themselves, pour acid on their wife or husband. It is not that they wanted to do it. That act of pride. I pray. Anything you will do that will lead to your destruction will not be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. A proud person has a competitive spirit. That is, he wants to do everything. He wants to outdo somebody else. A proud person always desire to have what others have. There's nothing wrong to aspire. I want to get to this level. The Yoruba people will tell you, if you see somebody riding a jet today, and you say you want to ride a jet too, you do not know how he came about his own wealth. I was discussing with some people yesterday at a retreat, and I said somebody gave me a gift of $12,000 for not doing anything. I just visited his house. After discussing for maybe about 2 hours, where he was seated, he just said, Mr. Akoto, just a minute. He opened a drawer and started counting. Before God, that man, I knew it was money. But I never expected to open the envelope and find dollars in it. So when you see people going up and up and up, there is nothing wrong in you praying, God, take me home. But if you said this, the step that fellows took is the same step you want to take, it is an act of pride. We were never born equally. We came into this world differently. And God has a plan for every one of us. Pray that God will let you have the manifestation of his plan in your life. A proud person never listens to others. Only his view must be hard. They are self-centered. black persons overstate things. They exaggerate. Can you imagine somebody exaggerating? Can you ascribe that to pride?
Yes,
it is pride. Overstating issues. Which are not completely true.
And it will come away or those are you go to
a proud person is a lover of positions. And that is when they feel they are better than others. A proud person. A proud person will never listen to somebody's. Brethren, this morning, judge yourself. Examine yourself, let me examine myself. Why are we talking this morning? The Almighty God has blessed this sanctuary. The fire of God is burning heavily upon the altar. There is nothing you will ask from God of what is on the Torah that the Lord will not hearken unto your voice. But do not allow the small forces to hinder you shall rise. Brethren, pride is a guaranteed pathway to destruction. Since God hates it, one can never go far in life with the pride of life. I want you to be honest with yourself this morning. Be honest with yourself this morning. And admit to him, the creator of heaven and earth, about the price of your life. The blessings of God have been ascribed to us. The power of God is working mightily in every destiny. The glory of God is over every head, every hope, every destiny. Nothing will hinder it. Pride should not hinder it. Other forces should not hinder it. My prayer to you this morning, you will manifest in that glory. You will manifest in his power. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up your two hands. You will cry to God. Say, Father, every form of pride in my life, I surrender them this morning. They will not destroy my destiny. Open your mouth and talk to God. Every form of pride in my life, Lord, I surrender them. I reject them. I denounce them this morning. Lord, help me. I will not destroy myself. I will not destroy my destiny. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
You call Jesus.
You will decree with your own and say, Father,
Baba,
Father,
Baba,
I decree the destruction of every form of pride in my life. I decree the destruction. Open your mouth and talk to God. Use your mouth to decree the death of every form of pride in your life. You want to manifest. You need to manifest. And you will manifest. Every seed of pride, I destroy today. I portion.
Bye, Baron Lonnie.
Thank you, Jehovah. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
You for Jesus.
However, brethren, if you are not saved, you cannot be imparted with the grace of humility. In fact, as a sinner, we have the nature of Satan, which is pride, and that means that destruction is on the way. That will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. But because you are here this morning, you are under the action of God, you shall never be destroyed in the name of Jesus. You will never be destroyed in the name of Jesus. You will never be destroyed in the name of Jesus. All eyes closed. If you are there, you want to give your life to Christ,
or
you want to rededicate your life this morning, let's see that hand before I start the
prayer.
Let's settle that case. Or you want to rededicate your life, let's see that hand. Hallelujah. Brethren, as you have heard the word of God this morning, your lives will never remain the same in the name of Jesus. I decree, you will never end up in destruction in the name of Jesus. And I decree the destruction of every form of pride in your lives in the name of Jesus. I want to specially ask the Almighty God this morning to remove every cell of pride from your life. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. And as you go into this new week, your life shall be favored. Your marriage shall be favored. Your family shall be favored. This week you shall be highly honored. This week you shall be uncommonly blessed. In the mighty name of Jesus, you shall be lifted high this week in the name of Jesus. I cover all your children wherever they may be. In the four corners of this world, even children yet unborn, by the reason of this morning and not there, we cover them with the precious blood of Jesus. I command goodness, mercy, to follow you throughout the days of your lives. Your time of refreshing is now. Your time of refreshing has finally come. You are blessed forever. Thank you, Jehovah. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Yes.